Bowman and Giddens in studio with me. What are we doing here, Bow Wow?
Playing a new game.
A new game?
Changing it up for
Changing
you, David.
Changing it up. All right. Since at what point in time of the day yesterday did you give him the answers to this game?
About 3 o'clock.
Okay. As long as I know. All right. What are we doing?
It's a little bit of a play on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. We're going to call it Who Wants to Get Rich.
Down here,
we all do.
Working for radio, you're going to call it Who Wants to Get Rich? We get investigated that way. All right.
So it's like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, but we're going to do a little bit different. You know, usually they're not timed. They can just sit there for an hour and ponder.
We don't have an hour.
We don't have an hour.
Kind of like you're eating.
Yeah.
Contest, Giddens.
Yeah.
So we're going to give you about 25 seconds for each question, and you're too little help. You're going to get some helps here like you do on the game itself. You get two 50-50s.
So I can ask Lee Pearman to come in here.
No.
And oh, okay.
We're not doing that to make it time go by faster. Okay. You get two 50-50s, which means it'll whittle it down to two of the answers, and you get two incorrect answers. So say you get the first question wrong. Well, that takes away one of them.
So how many helps do I get overall?
You get 4 helps.
Okay,
two incorrect answers, which would mean you get it wrong, we just go a different question.
What are the categories?
We're not doing categories. It's my money.
It's just everything. It just gets incrementally tougher based on the... Because you're going,
I know,
you're
but
trying
you're
to work
ask questions about things, aren't you?
Yeah, there's no categories.
There's, it can be anything.
Yeah. Anything, okay.
I try to make it a little bit easier because it was like the questions.
Easier?
You should have seen some of the questions that were being asked, David.
Yeah, he told me a sample question or two. They were pretty
See,
tough.
See, I knew it. I knew it was happening.
No, I don't know these. Yeah. I know the samples.
Okay.
But it goes from $100 to $1 million. And any time if you want to say, stop, I'm good here, you're good.
I can take that money home.
Yes.
And you're going to keep up with the amount of money we take home each week, aren't
exactly.
you?
Exactly.
Okay.
And then you're going to give it to us in real life.
But...
And by the way, if you get, there's certain like lock-in points. So if you get to 1,000, it locks in at 1,000, even if you get like, you get to 32 and it's wrong.
I just believe you need to pull up the questions once you get in here because I know you're giving them to him somewhere.
No.
Yeah, okay.
So let's go ahead and get going, Giddens. You ready?
I'm ready.
Let me ask this. Are you going to do one question for him and one for me?
No,
or are you
gonna,
doing all for
we're
him?
We're going to do one segment here and the next segment will be you.
All right, here we go.
So Giddens, starting off at $100. How many sides does a triangle have? A2, B3, C4, or D5?
You got to be freaking
kidding. It's a $100 question. It's supposed to be easy to start out
with. My $100 question will be the matter of water or something.
So how many sides does a triangle have?
Yes.
So a triangle has 3 sides. That would be B, correct?
Correct. So you already got $100.
Okay. All right. That was an easy $100.
$200 here, Giddens. Which holiday is associated with shamrocks? A, Easter, B, St. Patrick's Day, C, Memorial Day, or D, Valentine's
freaking
Day?
Freaking kidding.
I believe shamrocks are considered Irish, and Irish is associated with St. Patrick's holiday, so it'd be B, St. Patrick's holiday.
Correct.
You don't think you're going to get easy ones like this, too?
No, I won't.
David, you are. I'm just telling you. I'm looking at yours. They're very similar to questions, too. For $300, Giddens, which sport is played at Wimbledon? A, golf, B, tennis, C, cricket, or D, soccer?
I'm not even going there.
What were the options again, just to make sure?
A, golf, B, tennis, C, cricket, or D, soccer?
Technically, two of them are correct, but I believe...
That is true.
I believe you're talking about B, tennis.
Correct.
Yeah. But you're right. Cricket was played there. Okay. Was it not, Giddens? Am I right about that?
Cricket was played there, and I believe soccer might have been played there, too.
No. Soccer's only played on idiot fields.
For $500.
Idiot fields.
For $500, Giddens.
All right.
Who wrote The Cat in the Hat?
What's my choices?
A, Dr. Seuss, B, Shel Silverstein, C, Beverly Cleary, or D, E.B. White?
I believe that'll be A, Dr. Seuss.
Correct.
He needs Dr. Kevorkian for all these easy questions here.
My for $1,000, this locks you. If you get this question right, you're at least locked in for $1,000, Giddens.
All right.
Which U.S. president appears on the $50 bill? A, George Washington, B, Abraham Lincoln, C, Ulysses S. Grant, or D, Thomas Jefferson? and you have a 50-50, and you also have your two skits.
Why don't you just pull one out of your wallet and see? Tell me them again. Tell me them again.
A, George Washington. B, Abraham Lincoln. C, Ulysses S. Grant. Or D, Thomas Jefferson. You have your 50-50 still and your incorrect answers.
I think it's Grant.
Correct.
C, final answer.
All right. For 2000, which country hosted the 2012 Summer Olympics? A, Brazil. B, China. C, Greece. Or D, United Kingdom.
Oh, I believe the 2012 Summer Olympics were in London. So we'll go D, United Kingdom, final answer.
Correct. Getting this flying through these, David.
I mean, how easy can you freaking get? And I mean, you gave him all the answers anyway.
That's true. It's easy, and I got all the answers.
For 4,000, which amendment to the U.S. Constitution abolished slavery? A, 13th Amendment. B, 14th Amendment. C, 15th Amendment. Or D, 19th Amendment. And you still have your 50-50s and your incorrect answers. You can use them, Giddens.
I mean, I know one of them is not correct. I'm not quite sure. I'm scared to do the 50-50 and get two of the three. I think it's the, I'm just going to go with it.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Give him 5 seconds after. Can I ask a question in the rules here?
Yeah.
So if he guesses here without any help and misses, he goes back to $1,000. Is that right?
Yes, he'll go back to $1,000. I have to work his way back up.
What about the... Okay. Oh, so it's two misses, but you go down.
Yeah, you get back down
so
to your lock.
When is it over? After two
either
misses?
He wants to stay at $4,000, or he can stay at $2,000 and say he's done and leave.
Okay. I'm just trying to get through.
Or he runs out of everything.
Sorry. I just don't know.
Okay.
Five.
Give me a half. 50-50.
13th and 15th.
Dang, didn't help at all. Let's do 13th Amendment.
Correct. So he's at a...
I just knew one the 19th.
So he used a 50-50 there. He's down to 150-50 and two incorrect. He's at $8,000. Which country is home to the ancient city of Petra? B... Or A, Jordan, B, Egypt, C, Lebanon, or D, Israel? You want the options again?
Yeah.
A, Jordan, B, Egypt, C, Lebanon, or D, Israel?
Petra.
50-50, and your two incorrect answers are still available.
I guess we'll go with the other 50-50.
Jordan or Israel?
Jordan or Israel? Let's go with Israel.
Incorrect. Oh. So Giddens has now he's all the way back down to $1,000, David.
And he gets to miss one more time.
Yeah. And I don't have any more.
No more 50-50 help.
More help at all. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Which country is home to the city of Venice for $1,000?
Okay. Choices. I know
A,
the answer.
A, Spain. B, Italy. C, Greece. D, Croatia.
B, Italy.
Okay. Giddens is now at 2,000. Which famous prison was located on an island in San Francisco Bay?
Oh.
A, Leavenworth. God. B, Sing Sing. C, Alcatraz. Or D, Rikers Island?
C, Alcatraz.
Which
Wait a minute. Where's he up to?
He's at 4,000 now.
He's got 4,000, or this is for 4,000.
This is for 4,000.
So he's at 2,000. Yeah. Okay.
Which novel is set in the fictional town of Macomb, Alabama? A, Catcher in the Rye. B, The Grapes of Wrath. C, To Kill a Mockingbird, or D, Of Mice and Men?
C, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yep.
All right, he's back up to 8,000 now, or he's locked in at 4,000.
Seriously, did you know I watched that movie last week? Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah.
It is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Which U.S. president purchased Louisiana Territory from France? A, James Madison. B, John Adams. C, James Monroe. Or D, Thomas Jefferson?
So I'm at 4,000.
Yeah. And if you get this wrong, you're done. You're locked in.
I'm going to lock in at 4,000.
You're going to lock in at 4,000.
Yeah.
So he's got 4,000 and was going for 8,000. Can I guess on that one?
Yeah, you can, for nothing. But yeah.
James Madison.
Incorrect. It would have been Thomas Jefferson.
That's who I thought it was, but I didn't want to risk it. I was scared to risk Thomas Jefferson and go back.
So he's got $4,000.
See how the questions got harder, David? You were like, these are going to be too easy.
None of them were really
hard. Can you imagine one of the questions was asking about a painter that I couldn't even pronounce his name?
Yeah, but you asked a $2,000 question about where Alcatraz was.
That's the whole point, is it gets hard. You should look at the questions for a
$2,000 for Alcatraz? He's been there before.
Have you ever watched Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah.
Wait till you get to the $500,000 questions, if you ever get there.
Oh, I won't even get to the $500 question.
But you said it's easy.
Well, I'm not easy, brother. I don't know anything. All right, so we're doing that in the next segment, correct?
For you. See if you can beat 4,000.
McCurley in the morning.
He's hyping himself up.
Yeah, Bauman's giving us some questions. What's the name of this? Who wants to be a...
Who wants to get rich?
Who wants to get fired? Okay.
Who wants to get more than Giddens?
If we get rich in the radio network world, we get fired or investigated. One of the truth.
So are you ready? See if you can beat $4,000 which Giddens earned.
I know what questions are coming here. For the 100s, probably the chemical equation of wheat or something.
It's the chemical equation. Yeah. It's always the chemical equation.
Are the ingredients of some kind of fruit drink or something? Here we go.
For $100. Which of these is primarily used to tell time? A, calculator. B, compass. C, clock. Or D, thermostat.
I'm not going to waste time like him. I'm going to say thermostat. No, I'm just kidding. You know it.
Final answer.
It's a clock.
All right. $200. Which holiday is commonly associated with a jack-o'-lantern? A, Easter. B, Halloween. C, Thanksgiving. Or D, New Year's Day.
That's a trick question.
Jack-o'-lantern, not pumpkin.
It's the same thing.
No, it is not.
The jack-o'-lantern is just a cut pumpkin.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, it's Halloween, but he's trying to trick me here.
No, he's not trying to trick
you. Have you ever seen a jack-o'-lantern on Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Listen. No.
That's left out and rotted.
I've seen jack-o'-lanterns out on people's porches till Easter. They're rotten, but they're still there.
But they're not using it to celebrate Easter.
Oh, yeah.
$300, David. In which sport would you perform a slam dunk?
He's like, oh, they're too easy. The questions are too easy for Giddens.
Slam dunk. A, volleyball. B, basketball. C, tennis. Or D, baseball.
It's basketball, but for him, it would be eating donuts.
Nothing wrong with that. Kind of want some donuts now.
I'd kind of like some right now.
For $500, which country is home to the city of Dublin? A, Scotland. B, Ireland. C, Wales. Or D, Iceland.
That would be B, Ireland. Final answer.
Correct. Here we go, David, for your lock-in answer to be at $1,000.
Here's the hard one.
Which famous waterfall lies on the border of the United States and Canada? A, Victoria Falls. B, Niagara Falls. C, Angel Falls. Or D, Yagazua Falls.
That one.
That would be B, Niagara Falls. Final answer.
So David's locked in at 1,000, hasn't used any help.
Hey, I got the same point.
I know, yeah. That's what scares me here.
For $2,000, which famous detective lived at 221 B Baker Street?
Here we go. You see what I'm saying?
You get 1,000, it gets a little tougher, doesn't it?
No, yours didn't. Yours was Alcatraz. Come on.
A, Sherlock Holmes. B, Hercule Poirot. C, Sam Spade. Or D, Nero Wolfe.
I'm just going to go with the most popular one. I'm not going to take a lifeline. I'm taking Sherlock Holmes.
Correct, David.
All right.
It's one of those questions that would make you think about it for a second.
Well, was those other three detectives?
I guess so.
I don't even know. I'm a pretty good detective, not knowing that.
For $4,000, David, if you get this right, you know, you're close where Giddens was.
All right.
Who wrote The Grapes of Wrath? A, Ernest Hemingway. B, William Faulkner. C, John Updike. Or D, John Steinbeck. You can use your 50-50. You can use...
Give me the choices one more time.
You have Ernest Hemingway, William Faulkner, John Updike, and John Steinbeck.
Give me the 50-50.
John Steinbeck and Ernest Hemingway.
It's Ernest Hemingway. Final answer.
Incorrect.
I knew I was going to miss that. I didn't think it was Steinbeck. So I go down to 1,000.
Back down to 1,000.
And I've got one more lifeline, right?
Yeah. Well, if you get that, if you get
one
it wrong,
more miss, too.
Okay. All right.
You got one more 50-50 and one more miss.
Which U.S. president appears on the $20 bill? Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, Andrew Jackson, or Ulysses S. Grant?
You know, you can't pull one out. You can't pull one
you
out.
You don't have one in there.
I really do. But I'm not going to look. Give me the choices again.
Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, Andrew Jackson, or Ulysses S. Grant?
I'm going to give me 50-50 again.
Andrew Jackson, Abraham Lincoln.
I think it's Andrew Jackson, final answer.
Correct. So David,
what I thought it was, and I wasn't going to use that 50-50.
Yeah.
So I'm where?
You're at 2,000. You just got 1,000, so you at least got $1,000.
Okay.
Which famous landmark was a gift from France to the United States? A, the Golden Gate Bridge. B, the St. Louis Arch. C, the Statue of Liberty. Or D, the Lincoln Memorial.
That would be C, the Statue of Liberty.
Correct. And remember, at any time you can say you're done and you get locked in at that previous money line.
So what was my previous, 2,000?
You're 2,000 now. So if, say you get this question right here and you don't even know the answer, because if you get it wrong, you're done. You're back at 1,000. You can just say.
And you're going to keep up with this for weeks?
Yeah.
So he's ahead of me 4,000 to 2,000 right now.
Right now.
Let's go, bud.
Which country hosted the 2008 Summer Olympics? A, Japan. B, China. C, South Korea. Or D, Australia.
That's going to be, give me the choices again.
A, Japan. B, China. C, South Korea. Or D, Australia.
I'm going to say C, China. Final answer.
Are you going to mean B, China?
Oh, is it B? Yeah. I thought it was C. B, China.
Yes. So you're at 4,000 now with Giddens.
Now, let me say this. I'm going on for the simple reason I don't want a freaking Drew.
Nothing wrong with drawing?
Yes, there is. I lose if I draw. All right.
For $8,000, David, which U.S. president issued the Emancipation Proclamation? A, James Buchanan. B, Abraham Lincoln. C, Andrew Johnson. Or D, Ulysses S. Grant?
That would be Abraham Lincoln, final answer.
Correct. So Gidney's already double you now for $8,000.
They got a way easier question than me.
No,
for 4,
you got Alcatraz for freaking
$4,000. Emancipation Proclamation? Give me a break.
For $16,000, David, you can at least hear the question. You can bow out if you don't like it.
Oh, I still got a half and half I can use.
No, you don't, does he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he still has half and half and a miss.
No, I just got a half and half. Yeah.
You only missed one.
Yeah, but if you miss one, you go all the way back down.
I don't want to go back down. I got you whooped now.
But you're getting close to 32.
That's true.
Yeah, I think it's one more question.
All right. So.
Yeah, one more question after this one. Which U.S. president signed the Interstate Highway Act of 1956? A, Dwight D. Eisenhower. B, Harry S. Truman. C, John F. Kennedy. Or D, Lyndon B. Johnson?
Give me, can I do half and half and then decide to hold still?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to do half and half because I think I know it.
Dwight D. Eisenhower, Harry S. Truman.
That doesn't make it any easier. I thought it was one of those two.
Why I did that.
I'm going to stay still at 8,000.
You're going to stay still.
But I want to guess.
Yeah.
I think it was Eisenhower.
It was.
I thought so. Dadgummit. So can Shakes for Fun, can you give me the 32,000?
Yeah.
Are you going to change these questions or are you going to keep them?
No, I'll change them up.
Right. Okay. But would this have been for 32?
Yeah. The next one would have been for 32.
The next one would have been for 32.
Woo, give it to me, baby.
Which country was formerly known as Burma?
Burma?
Laos.
Spell that. Say that again.
B-U-R-M-A.
Yeah.
B-U-R-M-A.
Give me the choices.
Laos, Cambodia, Myanmar, Thailand.
I think, honestly, that was Myanmar.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you would have had it.
Let's keep going on and see how smart I would actually be here.
Which author wrote Fahrenheit 451? Ray Bradbury, George Orwell.
Oh, I know this one.
Kurt. I don't even know how to say that last name. Kurt Vonnegut.
Vonnegut.
Yeah. Aldous Huxley.
Give me the choices again.
Ray Bradbury, George Orwell. That guy, you know how to say his name, and Aldous Huxley.
I think it was Bradbury.
I thought it was Orwell.
Yeah. I'm going on, baby.
Man. 128?
Y'all want to send
He's
me?
He's 125.
125?
Y'all want to send me to, what's his name?
Send you to.
Y'all going to be my lifeline?
It was Regis Philbin.
Yeah.
Which U.S. president established Thanksgiving as a national holiday? George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Theodore Roosevelt, or Ulysses S. Grant?
That would be Theodore Roosevelt.
No, you would have been out Grant. Here. No, it would have been Abraham Lincoln.
I didn't back down to 32. Though. But hey, you'd be at 32.
But yeah. I still had 50-50, though. I would have done that.
No,
but
you were out of 50-50s.
Here, Dave, you want to hear what a million-dollar question would be?
Yeah, say yeah, just for kicks and giggles.
Which scientist first demonstrated that the Earth revolves around the sun in a published heliocentric model? Galileo Galilei, Jonas Kepler, Nicholas Copernicus, or Tycho Brahe?
I want to take a 50-50 here.
Galileo Galilei or Nicholas Copernicus?
Now I want to take my other 50-50.
See?
Was it Copernicus?
Yeah.
Did you know
that? I get a million. Yeah, I get a million. Really? I get a million. Thank you.
I mean,
me straight to the million-dollar question next time.
Seriously, was you guessing or did you know that?
Yeah, I was going to say Copernicus before you asked for 50-50.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
See how hard
I should have asked him that before I took 50-50. I wanted to take both 50-50s there. I'd have split the million with you.